Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Carolina Panthers.
Hey, yeah, relax. Yeah, take a deep breath.
Oh yeah, I'm hot.
If you really upset, bomb on me so I can go inside. Okay. You got me?
Yeah.
It's like loosen a tooth.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
I won't press no charges. You can play the whole season. No game suspension, none of that.
All right? Yeah.
I may even give you some money. All right? I just want to make you laugh. Okay?
Cat scratch fever.
But none of it, baby.
Cat scratch fever.
I can't quit now. I keep my focus, man. I keep my focus. We're going to find out how far we can push ourselves.
All right. Good evening, Panther fans. Welcome to another episode of Cat Scratch Radio. It's a new season here to kick off Panthers training camp week. Starts later this week. And so it's time to get excited. Hell, we're inside 3 weeks until our Panthers are on the field playing football in preseason action. So if you're not excited, well, I'll try to be for you. So, you know, as I mentioned, training camp starts. I got a couple people on the line here. I'm going to miss the kickoff of training camp myself, but I know my buddy Goose Creek's going. And so, bring him on the line here shortly. But let's see, what do we got on the agenda tonight? So, obviously, training camp, a little look around the NFC South, the NFL. Got a little bit of Panther news with this, whatever the hell's going on with Vernon Butler. I hope it's not what it sounds. And I'll just leave it at that, you know, until we get the details. I mean, dude's hosting an event apparently at the bar, and, you know, I just, you know, when you're in a high profile, you know, I want to hope that our players would have more sense than that, but, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. So, as we said, training camp kicks off Thursday at Gibbs Stadium, Wofford College. Maybe we'll start with a little party in the stadium, kick things, you know, probably a band there earlier in the day, and lots of events around the stadium, or, I don't know, little sideshows and whatnot. I don't know, this practice always has a little more pomp and rah-rah to it than the rest of training camp. Should get serious on Friday. But with that said, I got Goose Creek on the line. What's up, GC?
Hey, Jackson, how's it going?
Pretty good. So give me a sound check. Sound okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Good.
You don't sound nearly as much like an old man as I do.
So you're going to be at the state up at Wofford for us Thursday, right?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning. Come back Saturday night.
All right, so might even see him go into full pad by Saturday. I know they seem to be doing that earlier and earlier every year. You know, they only get so many practices, so they kind of cram a lot in a short period of time.
Yeah, they only get so many of those practices, so I don't know if they'll do it that early or not.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. So, I don't know. What are you looking forward to?
Oh, I'm just looking to go down and relax and enjoy myself a little bit. I hadn't done the groundwork for the Panthers that I have in the past. So I'm just going to go test water and look around and I'll just see what's going on.
You're
going
to wing it, huh?
Yeah. I want to watch the defense backfield and naturally the left guard situation. But other than that, I'm just when you're by yourself, you can't watch everything anyway. You know how it is. There's things going on all over the stadium. Sort of just
what I found is that if you try to see everything, you end up seeing nothing.
Exactly.
You know, and so it's kind of like you got to decide that, all right, for the next 30 minutes, I'm just going to watch the linemen, or I'm going to watch the wide receivers, or the offense or the defense. You know.
Yeah,
and
that's always good when we get a group going. You know, you can sort of get people looking in different directions, and then it can call your attention to something, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm looking at the schedule.
For a living,
yeah,
I don't.
Go ahead.
I said, but you guys got to work for a living, and I don't.
Serve
just
your time.
Rub it.
So, looks like we have, you know, they pretty much have gotten rid of two-a-days. I really used to like those because being able to get in two practices in a day, but they don't have two-a-days anymore. Not a single. So Friday the 3 o'clock practice, and then Saturday morning. Yeah, that works. Probably works well for you.
Yeah, it does.
You know, done by 11:30. Of course, you'll be there another hour getting autographs, right?
I don't know. There's not a whole lot of autographs I'm gonna be getting. You know, I've sort of gotten selective in my old age. So there's a couple I'd like to get, but sort of hoping I run into Dave Tepper.
Ah, yeah, that would be a good one. You'd think he would be there, right?
Yeah,
kick off
think.
At Gibbs Stadium. With Jerry out of the way, I don't know. Is that a little awkward now, having a party in his backyard?
I don't know. They're going to be too busy kissing his butt trying to get him to stay in Wofford to be mean to him.
Yeah. He addressed that somewhat in his presser, didn't he? That they re-upped, they signed his deal with Wofford was like 10 years or something, but I think there's a wiggle clause or something.
I think right now it's done with after next season.
Is it? Okay.
But
they probably want him to stay. But if he builds a practice stadium right next to the stadium, like some people are talking, we could see training camp leave Spartanburg altogether.
Yeah, and that would be a big hit on Spartanburg. You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd get over it though.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I think Charlotte would work better for me. I think there'd be more to do when you weren't at training camp. You know, you could go spend a whole weekend there and do some other things. Just ain't a whole lot going on in Spartanburg.
Yeah, I could see him building his own facility with maybe an indoor facility in some place like Rock Hill, so it's in the South Carolina side of the border. He keeps saying he wants to make sure both Carolinas are involved.
Okay. Well, that would, you know, that might work. I don't know if that's closer to me or not.
About the same.
I mean, I guess Charlotte just as well. Yeah, it's about the same for us.
You get to Columbia, you turn left, you turn right.
I got a cousin that lives in Charlotte, so I'd have somewhere to sleep. Wouldn't have to get a hotel. That would work.
You could always sleep on the street. sleep under the viaduct.
Oh, I'd have a tent or a hammock, you know, bring my Boy Scout pack. All right, so we got Farm Entities on the line, too, man. What's up, Big Farm?
Hey, about training camp area, you know, if they could make a deal with the University of South Carolina, that would be pretty good, or Clemson. That'd be much better facility.
Oh, now they'd be slumming, yeah, man.
Clemson and Carolina are both further away than Spartanburg, though, from Charlotte.
Well, I don't care. I live in D.C. now, so it's not like I'm going to get there anyway.
Yeah.
I had to go to a local bar and sit there and be like, so if I ask y'all, will y'all turn it to Panthers games when the season starts? And they're like, if you get here early enough. And I was like, crap, am I going to have to be sitting here drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning to watch a football game?
Maybe.
Yeah, but
and that's what you'll be doing.
Man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Yeah. Oh darn! You got to start drinking at 10 in the morning.
Yeah. That means I'll be asleep right after the game. Since most games are at like 1 o'clock, you're like it's 4 o'clock.
Somebody have to wake
time. Yeah, it's like, all right, now I got to go back and go to sleep. but I'm really excited for this season. I think we could actually, you know, last season everybody got hurt. That's normally what our bad seasons are, and we still did well. So if everybody might actually stay healthy this year, we could finally break the curse.
Well, that's always the key, is staying healthy. You know, in 2015 we stayed pretty healthy. In 2014 we went 12-4.
No, that was 13.
13, yeah.
No, 13. No, odd seasons we do well. Even seasons we don't do well.
Well, we're gonna break that shit this year.
Yeah, I think the defense will be pretty good. I mean, at some point, if you remember how Ron talked about the defense last year, he said the defensive coordinator came to him, gave him his plan, and gave him his reasons, and he said that makes sense. We can do it that way, which sounds like he still keeps his hand on the defense and will definitely make sure that the concepts are right.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm just more hopeful than anything that Cam's arm comes back strong, because he really didn't have the arm strength last year that he had the year before.
Yeah, no. I mean, after he tore up his shoulder, he hadn't had the arm strength since then, but I think he'll be healthy this year.
I think that's going to make a major difference, because all of those out routes and all, he's going to be zipping it in there instead of connecting out of bounds or the deep routes down the middle, to be able to place it past the defender before they can ever turn around and adjust to it.
Yeah.
I
mean, last
he needs
seemed
to keep.
If go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead. You're good.
Oh no! I was just going to say that last year it seemed like if he thought the game was important, he'd deal with how much it hurt to actually play well. And if he wasn't quite into it, then he wasn't quite putting the push on the ball, because it just hurt too much.
You could tell at times he was struggling with his arm, his shoulder anyway. Yeah, well, as you say, is that what's important too is that he keeps all four tires on the ground.
Oh yeah.
No more of that rolling the vehicle.
It'd be nice to have a stress-free season.
Wait. We're Carolina Panthers fans. There is no such thing as an actual stress-free season. Even 2015, we'd sit there and go, oh, God,
yeah,
we're actually going to lose a game because they can't defend in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, or,
but I was,
you know, oh, there's no way Cam's going to drive down and score a touchdown here. Sure as shit he did. Yeah, 2015 was a great season. Nice out. So you mentioned Clemson earlier. I was just reading Kevin Dodd just got cut loose by the Titans. He's just a second-year player, second rounder. He didn't show – man, this guy seems like he's really immature. I didn't hear any of this during the draft season. He's pissed off they drafted Harold Landry and didn't show up to anything all summer and was a no-show to training camp.
That sounds like some mental illness stuff right there.
Yeah. Get cut. Yeah, I mean, come on. Your agent had to be, you know, saying, dude, you got to show up.
I mean, I'll say, in all honesty, that sounds like mental illness or depression or something like that, because – I mean,
yeah,
there's no rational reason to do it.
Yeah, he's under contract. It's not like he had a bone to pick with his performance if he's underperformed. So, I don't know. The kid sure looked good at Clemson. I'm tempted to put up a Kevin Dodd, anybody on the post, on the website?
I don't know. I mean, maybe after – I mean, he had 2 foot surgeries in his rookie season. So, I mean, if he's healthy and his mind is good, then we could take a
There's so
shot
many
at
variables
him.
On something like that. You know, you get operated on and you get hung up on some of the pain meds. That's always something that's a possibility. Or else
yeah.
you've never had – before and you go off the deep end with that, that's always a possibility. You know, you got to remember these are young guys, and you hope you have somebody mature enough to be able to handle all that.
Yeah, but not every 20-year-old's that good.
No, absolutely not. And you see it every year.
Yep. What's the phone number here we got? Who is that? Oh, we got Josh on the line. Haven't heard from Josh in a little while.
What's going on?
What's up?
Been a while. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, man. You going to make it to training camp?
Yeah, I was on vacation. I'm on vacation next week. Going down to Myrtle Beach, but I'm thinking about coming down Saturday and staying till Monday. What about you guys?
I'll be there Saturday morning.
Okay. Jackson, you going this weekend?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to make it this weekend. I got Boy Scout stuff going on, my son's birthday. I'm not going to make it this weekend. I'm looking the week of August 5th, the weekend, next week, basically next weekend, I guess, right? Yeah. I'm going to be in Columbia anyway that weekend, so I might come up for that one on Sunday. But, hell, we're 16 days from the Panthers on the field against the Bills?
Yeah, because it's going to be Thursday. They always start the training camp 2 weeks before their first preseason game. So when the schedule comes out, you need to get a hotel or something to go up there for the start of training camp. Just look at the date of the first preseason game and then go 2 weeks earlier and you'll hit it right on. That's why some years they start on Wednesdays and some years they start on Thursdays, according to what they have for their preseason game.
Should be interesting at the Bills. Of course, we don't run the starters too long usually in that first game. Cam probably might play a series and a half maybe. But it's the Bills.
Josh Allen played for the Bills.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that guy. It's going to be interesting to see what all these quarterbacks do. I mean, I don't expect any of them to be fantasy-worthy, but you have so many of those quarterbacks, it's going to be interesting to see which ones come out the best.
You know, you say none of the rookies will be fantasy-worthy, but you might want to consider, you know, late in the draft, you might want to take a flyer on Rosen.
Where did he end up?
He's in with the Cardinals. He's in Arizona.
The Cardinals.
But they got David Johnson
back.
They've got, you know, Fitzy there at wide receiver.
They need to stock up on some positions. I mean, they got David Johnson who will carry the load if they got to start him. I expect they'd probably go to a pretty run-heavy offense if they got to start Rosen.
He's saying that, Johnson is saying that he wants to get 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving this year. That's his goal.
Well, if that's in the offing, then maybe Rosen is worth a flyer. You have 2,000-yard receivers and, you know, get another couple thousand yards and get a bunch of touchdowns. But, yeah, it could work. Of course, what's his name's knee could hold up.
Who?
Brad. Bradford.
Yeah.
Oh. That's in there. Yeah, they have Bradford. That's pretty cool. Well, he'll last about 2.5 games. Yeah.
That's another reason to take Rosen, you know, just to get him on the cheap.
Well, he'll probably be on the waiver wire.
You might not have to use a draft pick on that one.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a fantasy guy.
Yeah.
Jackson knows that. I'm just saying that he may end up being a pretty good pick late with his points.
I mean, Deshaun Watson just came out of nowhere. Killed it last year. So.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson has some tape on him. I'm not sure he's going to be able to do that again.
Well.
He was chucking the ball deep. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he knows how to run an offense, you know, so he was making good decisions. You know, and his short passing game works, you know. So, I can't remember who I drafted, actually. Oh, no, I drafted Russell Wilson on the one league. And then Watson outplayed him the first two games. So I dropped Wilson. And then, of course, Wilson turns it around week three and ends up being the highest scoring quarterback. And Watson gets hurt. You know, that's how my season went last year, fantasy wise. I guess in the news of the positive, Julio Jones is going to sit out at Falcons camp.
If he wants to do that all year, I'm not going to cry.
Maybe if you could sit out at least two games, right? Don't we play them second week?
Yeah, I mean,
he's
if
got
he wants
three
to.
Seasons
he,
left. Yeah, I don't get it. Go ahead.
He's not going to do that, but I don't have a problem if he decides to hold out till, you know, week eight of the season.
Yeah.
Week 18.
I mean, this is what you risk when you sign these long contracts right off your rookie deal is, and he's got 3 seasons left on his current deal. And, you know, the team isn't looking – they're not interested in redoing his contract. I'd say that's his damn fault would be my response.
Yeah. He's just butthurt with what happened with the receivers this year. They just went crazy, $16 million a year on several receivers. And he had a contract made him the highest-paid receiver in football 2 years ago at like $10 or $12 million a year. I can't remember what it was, but it was.
Well, I just looked it up. He got 5 years, $71 million, average of 14, 47 guaranteed. I mean, you know what? He's pissed off he's not making $16 million a year versus 14. Jeez. All right. Damn. I can't believe how much they're paying Matt Ryan. Oh, my God. $150 million, 30 a year? $100 million guaranteed. Damn. Wow. I know I paid attention when he got signed, but I guess it's just still hitting me. It's like, damn. Cam got, what, 20?
Yeah, we ended up getting a bargain on Cam.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was probably the most important contract I've seen the Panthers sign to me. Because I always had the worry in the back of my mind that he was going to come to Charlotte and play out his rookie contract and then go to a big market.
Yeah.
That was what I worried about.
He's 20 point. Yeah, I nailed that. $20.7 million a year, 5 years, 103, 60 guaranteed. But shit, he'll make that $103 million because we'll probably try to extend him and all that.
Right.
Some money, but,
he'll get it. I mean, the thing to think about is the cap keeps going up every year. And do remember, Marty Herney. Marty Herney was actually good at the cap until that stupid year when he basically got told to give everybody massive contracts. So I think really he's going to figure out a way to make it work with the cap. And, I mean, you can sit there and say, I mean, basically what you do is you say, here's a massive signing bonus, and then we're going to sit there and smooth it over the life of the contract, and then you're going to have X amount per year.
Yeah. What do you mean? Well, you know, I'm glad we don't have any of that shit dealing with right now. We got no contract issues hanging over us at the moment. Is that right? I guess it is, ain't it? Yeah.
Well, unless you want to talk about extending some guys on their last year on the contract.
You know, Michael Pilardi, man, he's ready to play hardball.
He is going to break the cap. It is just not going to work. I don't know how we can beat that punter.
We're a Georgia Tech football player going to kick for somebody else.
Oh, man. We let
somebody
go kicker walk away.
Somebody's become a Kansas City fan for some reason.
Yeah. Fucking Gettleman. He should have been fired just for that. Damn it. Did the Giants really hire Mike Shula as their OC?
Yeah, but he's not going to call plays.
And they stole our equipment manager. How about that? We're in trouble.
Damn it. That hurt. You never know about that equipment.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of contract he got made it worth moving from Charlotte to New York. With the cost of living there.
He might not have been smart enough to think about that. He might be in trouble.
I'm pretty sure equipment managers make enough money to live in New York City.
Yeah, but at the same rate as he did at Charlotte for the same money, you know?
He may have taken a pay increase.
I hope so. Massive.
I hope so. At least throw him a bone, you know, $5,000-$10,000.
Yeah, I was recruited to go out to California 4 or 5 different occasions with my work, and every time I turned them down because of the cost of living. I was living much better in South Carolina than I could have in California, even with the raise.
Yeah. That's what they say out there. Well,
that's why you live in D.C. There's so much free stuff to do, you don't have to spend the money.
Really? There's free shit to do there?
With the Smithsonian? They put on free concerts, free stuff all the time. You can fill up your entire calendar with just going to stuff that's free.
I did not know that.
Well, now you're going to pay way too much for an apartment.
Yeah. Well, let's talk training camp. So, position battles. I think I saw on the blog earlier. Obviously, left guard is probably the biggest opening that I see. And this weather, can it be filled by the old retread, Amini, Omnat, who was the wide receiver from Carolina? Who we didn't draft. We drafted Amini Sotolu, and we could have had, played for the Bears.
Jeffrey.
Yeah. Amini, I'm not Alshon Jeffrey, Sotolu. At left guard, I'm not feeling it for old Amini. I mean, if he does win the position, we might be in trouble. I know Taylor Moton is probably going to give a run for it, but I don't know. They might like him as a swing tackle. I'm hoping Moton is our future left tackle, really. But maybe Jeremiah Searles, something like that. I can't remember. I think it's Searles. He's a big, cornbread-looking dude. He looks like he might be able to play left guard. Got a lot of starts in his history. I think with the Vikings, he started like a full season. So he's got a good shot.
Did he start for the Vikings when they had a horrible O-line?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably. What's your point?
Yeah.
We're going to coach him up. He's going to have a career. That's the way it works.
I don't know why Jackson hammered with him, calling him cornbread. Last week he was talking about corn-fed, just because he's from Nebraska.
Not to, propagate stereotypes, but yeah, he's cornbread. Cornbread.
Them Huskers.
Yep, 6'6", 315. He's a big boy. So we'll see. I think we're pretty good there. The other position is obviously wide receiver. Who besides Devin Funchess? Obviously, Torrey Smith and DJ Moore have the inside track, I think. But I want to say we got like 12 wide receivers on the roster right now.
That's exactly right.
Well, I think they're a little worried about what happened last year, so they're like, well, let's see which ones of them stick and have a couple stashed in the back.
Jarius Wright, I think he's still got something in the tank. I think Demir Bird's ready to break out. And then we got Curtis Samuel. We'll see if he can do anything. I don't know. There's just a lot of guys here, man. He's got some young guys that have looked good in the past. Austin Duke, Mose Frazier, Fred Ross. Those guys might be able to play. I don't know, man. It's going to be the toughest position, I think, for them to cut down. Because even if you just count the main holdovers in Funchess, Samuel, and Bird, those three, then you got the new ones, DJ Moore and Torrey Smith and Jarius Wright. That's six right there. I mean, that might be your final six.
I mean, if you know, if like one of them can sit there and be a gunner rather than a returner, then you might carry seven. I mean, it's unlikely because
yeah.
we generally carry a lot of linebackers.
But didn't Demir Bird, didn't he return kickoff?
Yeah.
He did a few. He had one for a touchdown last year. 103-yarder.
Oh, yeah.
Was that him or the guy who couldn't catch?
No, that was him.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want a wide receiver, gunner, Bug Howard's with us now. He's 6'4", 220 pounds.
So if he can run fast enough and hit somebody.
Yeah. Right.
I think
the other
line play is going to get sorted out when we start having the preseason games. Because until they really start hitting somebody, it's going to be hard to figure out who's going to end up at left guard.
Yeah, and that might be why Solotula, however you say his name, is still penciled in as starters, because they already know he can do what he's supposed to, except for the whole blocking aspect of it. So he's going to look good outside of pads.
He's a show horse.
He fills out his pads nicely. Yeah, that's about it.
But he's still the top player ever play in the NFL out of Midwestern State, I believe.
You know, you might hold that record, highest drafted Midwest State player. Who knows? He could have a Pro Bowl season.
You know, he could figure it out, and we're just sitting there going, we've got him cheap this year. How long is his contract?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, man, we should have locked him down for three seasons.
Yeah, we let our Pro Bowl guard go this year so we could sign the Pro Bowl guard next year. Marty Herney signs Filatolu to $20 million a year.
Oh, don't say that. Yeah, he has one Pro Bowl season. We lock him up for $12 million a year, and then he sucks. That'd be our luck.
I mean, the fact is that trying to find offensive linemen seems to be a crapshoot at this point. So I'm not sure you can blame anybody for just, like, going after guys who look good in college and thinking you can coach them up, because half the time they aren't coached in college.
Well, we've got 10 players on the roster right now that could be the guard.
That doesn't mean we don't have a guard.
Because you got Silatolu, Searles could end up playing guard, Eatman, Bosch, Hearn, Johnson, Price, Turner, Lawson, and Mahan. That's 10 players with guard experience.
That ain't a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. A lot of young players there. three rookies. I think we're looking at some training camp meet and some practice squad guys.
Yeah, and there's a lot of throw something at the wall and see if it sticks.
Yeah, Greg Van Roten, he could win it too, actually. And we got this Dorian Johnson, who's just a second-year player. When he came out last year, he was pretty damn good, supposedly. So I don't know why he's got cut. So the other position is the third one that's up in the air is backup quarterback. Who's going to carry Cam's clipboard? Is it going to be Garrett What's Eating Gilbert or Taylor Grab My Heineke? This Kyle Allen rookie, that ain't happening.
Well, if Cam gets hurt, I'd be looking for Teddy Bridgewater.
We ain't spending a first on no knees.
Well, I don't think he'd take the first round pick to get him. But if Cam got hurt,
no.
I can see Herney going for it because of a simple reason.
He doesn't have,
I think he's on thin ice with a new owner.
You'd have to change the entire offensive scheme for Teddy Bridgewater. He doesn't have the arm that Cam does.
Well, I agree.
That's true. Not many
people
do.
I'm just saying that Ernie would try and bring somebody in because he wants to keep his job.
I agree with that. That he would. They wouldn't just say, all right, well, we're just going to roll with Garrett Gilbert. You know, even the kid showing promise. And I heard this Heineke looked pretty good over the summer, but again, it's not in pads. So
yeah, I think their group is solid going into the season, but if something happens to Cam, I think they go get somebody.
Yeah, Jay Cutler.
Ernie's desperate. He might go for that. You never know.
I mean, if we have care on the Panthers roster, I'm not real sure that's going to help us out very much.
I can see Herney having KO pectate with every meal right now.
Well, just coach out the stuff where Cam tries to tackle the guy who intercepted him and don't let him drive in that intersection again. And make sure he wears his tie, and I guess we're good.
Don't hang out with Mark Butler.
When he got in that fight with Josh Norman at training camp, that was before the 2015, the magical season. Maybe we need to goad somebody into starting a fight with Cam. Maybe we get Ross Cockrell to do it or one of his other DBs. Well, ain't going to be Rashawn Golden. He can't catch the ball.
Get Jackson. He's only like 175 pounds.
Yeah.
Take that back, Cam.
Hey, if he shows that much moxie to go after Cam at 175 pounds, I'd say, Perch, start him. This is working out.
He sounds like a nickel corner, doesn't he? He's going to take on a tight end.
I mean, I hope he bulks up a little bit.
Wow. I read that little piece from the Tennessee blogger about Golden, and it was pretty interesting analysis. He seemed to know him pretty well, that he plays better when the play's in front of him. We'll see. I mean, he's good. He could be a good zone corner, but then again, maybe he's going to be a safety on, you know.
I think we've got him as safety, you know. We don't exactly have a lot of safeties.
Right. Yeah.
That may be the cut-down grab as we sit there and we start grabbing safeties at the cut-down.
That wouldn't surprise me. I'm just wondering how many defensive backs are going to carry over because they've got so many guys with so many different skills. And they're talking about they wanted to diversify how they play, so it would be one guy out for another guy in. How many are they going to actually carry?
Yeah.
I don't know. If we've got some actual man corners, then we could play hybrid defenses in the secondary, which would be pretty interesting.
Well. So we got, you know, Denoris Searcy and Mike Adams are supposedly the two starters. 37-year-old Mike Adams. But, yeah, they got Rashawn Golden at safety, so he's obviously a backup. And, this might be the year. Somehow Colin Jones always seems to stick one damn way or another. So you might as well throw him in there. Maybe we'll keep five safeties. Demetrius Cox is who my sleeper is in the secondary. He played well when he wasn't hurt.
Or Damian Parms.
Yeah, I was just seeing him. I don't recognize him. He's a second-year player.
He was the one that was showing pretty well in camp. It was either last year or the year before. And then he got injured. So you don't know, you know, whether he's come back fully or whether he was a camp hero or whatever.
Yeah. He's been around a little bit. He's been through first Atlanta, then Buffalo, and then us. So, yeah, we've had him on the practice squad right at a year. All last year pretty much. And then put him on a reserve contract. So, another big Parm.
What's that?
No, his name is Parm. I said big Parm. We've got two big Parms now here. We got you and we got.
Oh, okay.
That guy, yeah. So, what did y'all have any thoughts on the personnel changes? Matt Allen, director of pro personnel. Of course, Mark Carrier, we know who he is. He's worked his way up, director of player engagement. But yeah, I don't know if y'all heard anything about this Matt Allen guy.
Don't know him too much. Jeff Morrow got a promotion also.
Yeah, he's been around. Now he's okay, so he's college scouting guy.
Yeah, he's a college guy, but he's the head of the department now for college scouting.
So I wonder if he's going to stay with Blestos, go back to that other recruiter. I don't remember what it was. It was more of a generic name.
I'm hoping to run into him at camp. That's another person I want to talk to for a minute at camp. Morrow. I want to find out about Larry Allen III.
So I'm looking at our coaches on YM. Chase Blackburn his hair is just awful. It's like he's wearing a helmet or something, and he's all sweaty. And then he said, here, let me take a picture. I mean, I'm like, dude, you couldn't have brushed your hair up a little bit there? He just looks awful. It cracks me up. It's a cheesy look, like a mugshot or something. And look, Jericho Cotchery got the Cotch back. Assistant wide receiver coach. Oh, we just keep plugging them in. Assistant offense, Travell Wharton. Now we'd hired him.
He was there last year as an assistant or whatever, intern. He was an intern last year.
Scott Turner don't look like his dad at all. Maybe. It's kind of old. Oh, hell. So I'll be curious to see if they did anything with the stadium. The practice, well, you won't see the practice fields, I guess, until Friday. That's what I'm more worried about. Yeah, it's so nice there now, D.C. Got all those patio areas.
Yeah. All the big tents up the hill, the canopies.
I think I'd like to go camp out in one of those end zones where where you first come in the gate, you just go straight down the hill to that end zone area.
Oh, go straight over toward the white picket fence.
No, I mean just straight down the hill from where you first come in to that first end zone area right there, straight down, not taking a right at all. Yeah, you get a good view of the passing game, Ben. It's always exciting to watch. It's probably
if
my recommendation for anybody.
When you go to go down to the bottom of the hill and go to the left and go to that end of the end zone, there's a white picket fence along the side there.
Oh, yeah. You are right.
End zone work.
It is a white picket fence, yep. Yeah, that's the spot because it's a little smaller fence. And, you just pull up a chair and camp out right there, and it's not so hard to see through it as, like, with this chain link or something. It's a smaller, shorter. I know sometimes those players in trying to go for the ball end up jumping over the fence.
Yeah, I've seen them do that a couple of times. Well, look at it this way. If they knock you on your butt, they might give you a glove or something and say, you'll heal.
Oh, there's that. Never know.
You'd be the first spectator to get CTE.
If you were there every year and it happened every single year, then, yeah, that might cause it.
I don't know if I got it. I'm not sure how you know.
They do the brain scan and it come back negative.
And they say, well, this looks just like it did 5 years ago. Alright.
How'd the scan turn out, Doc? We can't see anything.
I think the safeties, I think those four that we got are going to be it, and the fifth might be Demetrius Cox. The hardest part to figure out is going to be cornerback to be the fourth position, I think, that's kind of up in the air, and he's going to start across from Bradbury. Should be Ross Cockrell. I hope he earns it. But we still have Kayvon Seymour as well.
Yeah, that's what I said at the top of the show. That's to me, that's really going to be more interesting than it is for the guards, because the guards, you'll see them in the preseason games. But you'll actually see the movement of the defensive backs.
Yeah, and then so then you got the rookie Jackson back behind there, but
and then we got Corn Elder sitting around.
Who?
Corn Elder.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's back from injury. He was on IR all of last year.
Yeah, he's another one, unknown. Well, we still got Captain Munnerlin. So.
And Cole Luke.
Yeah,
Cole
that,
Luke
yeah.
had moved up to the taking first string snaps at the camp last year when he got hurt and went on IR.
Yeah. But Darius Cutter,
well, I think
you
know, if we could have Cole Luke and Corn Elder as two of our basic, you know, defensive backs, I would be very happy.
Corn and Cole?
Just for the name.
Play Corn and Cole? Corn Cole.
Cornbread for the guard.
Yeah. It's just funny to call their kid Corn. He's Corn. I guess that's a nickname, right?
Cornell, maybe.
I hope so. Cornell? Yeah, probably is. Duh. What the hell? FanFest tickets on sale now. Are they charging for FanFest?
They did that because people were scalping up tickets and then selling them to people outside the stadium before when they were giving them out for free. So now they've started charging $5 and they take all the money and give it to their charity fund and spread it out around Charlotte charities.
Yeah, I guess that's cool. So they got, looking at FanFest, opens at 6, Popcat, Surfer, Percussion, Black and Blue Crew. So it
all
sounds like a typical practice.
Spartanburg, too.
They got the team roster photo card, a gate giveaway. It's at 7, fireworks at 9:15. Should be pretty cool. I've been to one fan fest. It was pretty fun. Definitely recommend it. Cam's, you know, Cam is such a ham sometimes. He just loves these kinds of things. God. Did y'all see that picture of Cam with his shirt off where he's all, it's on, went around Instagram or something? And, you know, he's cut as hell, y'all. He is in shape right now. It's like, and he was, like, doing his, like, the Under Armour yell or something, and he was all bowed up and cut. And some guy commented underneath the little, it's like, I think this was on Facebook, or no, on Twitter. And some guy goes, please stop, I can only get so erect.
He's probably getting in good shape from chasing all them damn kids during the off season now.
Oh, I know. He's got 3 now.
Yeah.
He's been busy.
And prolific.
Yeah. Prolific. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I about spit out my coffee when I read that one.
I imagine there's a few sweet voices coming from the stands during football games like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you saw the poll that I put in the radio show post. I put it in the post when I put up on Sunday about what they want to look at the most. And probably something I should have added in here now is one of my interesting things is to see what kind of plays they run for McCaffrey. But right now, people are most interested in seeing what the rookies look like. You know, I'm hoping this DJ Moore guy is worth a first-round pick, and he's really smooth and has great hands. Please.
It'd be nice to have somebody that has really good hands.
Yeah. We haven't had anybody like that since Smitty left.
I don't know if Funchess is that way or not. I like Funchess. I think he's getting better every year. And he took a nosedive at the end of last year, but he was so hurt. I sort of give him a pass on all that with his shoulder hurt.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to adjust to the ball when your shoulder's hurting like his was?
Yeah. It's like his career arc has kind of gone like Musa Muhammad, I think, so far. And we'll see if he can put up the numbers Moose did. But, you know, because Muhammad, the thing on him, you know, he was a big guy, more of a possession receiver, had decent speed, but, you know, he didn't have the greatest hands. But, you know, in the end, he ended up having good enough hands.
Yeah, if we could get a career out of Funchess like we did out of Muhammad, I wouldn't be disappointed.
No, that just means DJ Moore has to turn into Steve Smith, and then we'll be happy.
DJ Moore would be Steve Smith on steroids. He's a little bigger than Steve.
Yeah, not quite as fast.
Yeah.
Not near
as
mean.
One of the things that shocked me about the draft was hearing Steve Smith say, for him to be the first one to say it, was they may have drafted my replacement. I was like, whoa, really? Kind of like, really? You think that? I hope you're right, dude. you know, any receiver, smallish receiver that gets drafted to Carolina is going to be compared to Steve Smith. I mean, that's just natural. But for Steve Smith to actually say it first was kind of shocking.
Well, Steve Smith, I think, liked him early in the draft. And so I think that's why he said it.
He was on the NFL Network before the draft, and he said he was his favorite wide receiver in the draft, above the kid from Alabama.
That kid's going to get broken if he doesn't get bigger.
Oh, the Alabama, what was his name? Callaway? No.
Yeah. Or whatever Callaway. His name was. I'll accept it.
Close enough. Ding, ding, ding.
He's not on our team. He hadn't done anything. I don't have to remember his name.
That's it.
He weighs, what, like 175 pounds and is 6 feet tall?
Yeah, he was like 6'1 and 175 pounds or something.
Yeah. Alvin Ridley.
Ridley, that's it.
Yeah. cornerback Oliver too. Damn it, they had a pretty good draft, really. I think. I hope not.
Yeah, damn Patriots had a pretty good draft too.
Yeah.
They got Isaiah Wynn and 23 right before us, 24. And then they got back into the first round and got Sonny Michel at 31.
Boy, everybody's high on Sonny Michel. I think he's going to be the shit in there. I hope it's the other
guy. And I hope he does just like he did in college, and Panthers have about 5 turnovers against him, knocking the ball out. But I liked him as a running back, but he fumbled like 1 in every 40 carries or something like that.
Yeah.
And there ain't nothing no worse than giving the ball to the running back down on your end zone trying to get it away from the end zone, get a little space, and have him fumble at the 6-yard line.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's an underutilized stat, guys that fumble, because you can't stand to have them fumble.
Mm-hmm.
All the momentum
around.
You'd
be in the doghouse. You'd be in the doghouse for Rivera.
And it takes a long time to get out of Rivera's doghouse.
Yeah. Shoot, even the Stars are in the doghouse for a little while. Remember when Stewart fumbled that ball against the Seahawks when we had that game, and he fumbled the ball right as they were going down for a touchdown? It was sick.
Yeah,
I blew that game.
Made you want to cry.
Oh, come on.
Earl Thomas knocked the ball out.
What would you pay for Earl Thomas? If we could get Earl Thomas.
What's he looking for?
Now you're going to get Jackson a wreck.
You got me thinking about it now. Like, yeah, man. He wants to play, though.
It's going to take a draft pick and a contract, so...
So, yeah, he's still – okay. Well, I thought he would – did he ask for a release or something?
He asked to be traded.
Let's see. He's 2018. This is the last year of his deal. He's making 8.5 base. His cap hit's 10-4. I mean, obviously, I was just looking at our cap. We're at we only got $2.5 million. So I'm not sure how we'd make that work.
Signing bonuses can do amazing things.
Yeah. I mean, you can make it happen sometimes. Just not sure where they get the money from. Because I don't even know that we got that much dead weight on the. How much dead cap? We got $8.5 million of dead cap. Yeah.
You know, throw in a nice guarantee. Basically say we'll pay you $1 million this year, but you're guaranteed X amount.
Yeah.
Pretend there's a way we can make it work. What would you give for him?
He's making 10 now. I'm assuming he probably wants to make more than that. Right? Kind of tough. But, shit. He's not hurt or anything, right?
Nope.
Well, he's coming off an injury.
He's coming off an injury, right.
To the legs.
He's 29 years old, eighth-year guy. No reason to think he couldn't. You know, come back.
Maybe the young guy in the safeties play with Mike Adams.
We got a 37-year-old playing safety. I mean, I think 29's not old.
Yeah. Yeah. I just looked at that number a minute ago, and I was like, 37? Like, damn. You got him and Peppers, and then you got like a decade difference.
Yeah.
I got socks older than them guys.
Oh, you keep those in your closet, all right? Yeah.
I'm not sure how you have socks older than 5 years.
Well, TD is 35. Yeah. So Adam's 37. Don't have a lot of people over 30. Olsen getting up there. He's 33. Leal 33. Cano. Big Cal Big Love 31.
I'll say this. I'd give up a second and throw him about $13 million a year.
Wow. We could use him.
I couldn't give up a second. I'm sorry. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy for another 5 years.
Yeah, but with the fact that he's leg injury, too, you know, it'd be hard to give up a second for me.
Well, what was the leg injury? Was it like he broke it or?
I'm thinking it was the Achilles. I can't remember exactly. That's why I'm saying a leg injury because I can't remember exactly what it was. But I knew it was something that was a possible not coming back from.
Let's see. It was a heel.
I'm trying to find it myself. His heel?
He had some hamstring problems in 2017 and a heel problem, but I don't think it ever kept him out. Like, I mean, he was out because of his hamstring for a game, or two games. I don't think his heel kept him out.
2016, yeah, it was 2016 that he broke his leg.
Okay.
Fractured his left tibia in 2016. And so, looks like he missed 3 games in last season. Like you said, hamstring and then a heel.
Well, the heel only had – did he stay out that game? I'm just looking at the questionable.
No, he might – yeah, you're right. He might not have missed that game.
No, he found it. He was expected back. So, I mean, but he is, I mean, in terms of safeties, you're talking about one of the best safeties in the game. That changes our entire secondary pretty quickly. I mean, we've been playing with plug-and-play safeties and cornerbacks for a while. No matter how many we draft, apparently.
He's on his last year of his deal, so yeah, you could trade for him and then signing, you know, re-signing to a longer term deal and drop that number dramatically. I bet.
Yeah. I mean, I'd take a second round pick for almost guaranteed 5 years.
Yeah. I think you'd still get a third. think they'd take a third.
I mean, no. I mean, if we could get him for a fourth, I'd be happier. But I'm just saying what I'd be willing.
Yeah. I don't think Seattle is going to take anything less than a third, I would imagine. I mean, there's a little bit of uncertainty with him because of his injury history, but if he's healthy, you're right, he's damn good.
I would give a third, but I couldn't come off a second. I'm sorry. That's just me, though.
I know you're stingy with those draft picks. You are. The NFL's stingy with them, really. They put a lot of value behind them.
I don't think I'll ever get over giving away the number 33 pick.
So Bill Vogt,
right?
He did a little piece here where he's picking who's going to win the battles. He said left guard Taylor Moton or Tyler Larson, which was an interesting thought there, the backup center. Number two cornerback, he's thinking Dante Jackson's going to take it. Oh, he's got to show he can't get burned deep. And he's thinking Kayvon Seymour takes over the nickelback spot. That would make old Captain Munnerlyn expendable because you know he's not going to stand for being benched.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that because I do like Captain. But he's kind of living on borrowed time, possibly.
Yeah, the little hissy fit last year didn't do him any good.
I agree. You got, you know, some really talented young guys behind him. Corn Elder and Gunter. Like you said, Cole Luke.
That's what I said. That's going to be interesting to me how many defensive backs they actually carry. Because who are you going to get rid of? And they got an ass of them right now.
Yes, they do.
16. They got 16 defensive backs on the roster right now.
I'd be curious to see some of these late round picks we got are a little intriguing. Kendrick Norton, the defensive tackle, Marquise Haynes.
I like Haynes.
Too small to play. Yeah.
I like Haynes a lot.
He's
I like him.
Speed. He's an edge guy.
I had him for us. I thought he was like a value pick in the fourth or fifth round, and we got him in the fourth round.
Yeah.
He's light, but he is super quick, and he is one of those motor guys. You know, that's always nice to have somebody with a motor going all the time.
All-time sack leader out of Mississippi. Ole Miss, isn't that where the Kraken came from?
Right. Yep, sure is. Mi amigo. I still got my signed Kraken jersey, though I don't wear it a lot.
You wear that on throwback night.
Yeah.
And throwback.
I wear it to a women's rally one night.
Oh, God. That's like me wearing my Obama shirts to a NRA meeting.
Yeah, let's see about how it would go over. Pick a number.
Yeah, I like Haynes. I'm hoping him and Deshaun Hall both show well. The DE we picked last year that missed the season.
Mm-hmm. It seems like we have two draft classes because it's like half our draft class last year just got hurt.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
So at least they got to look at a lot of tape.
Well, that's it. They're not true rookies anymore, even if they haven't played.
True.
And I was surprised Panthers picked up two linebackers late in the draft. But they always seem to pick a linebacker for some reason.
Yeah.
Linebackers generally have enough speed and tackling ability to play special teams.
Yeah. They got one in the fifth round, one in the seventh round, and brought in an undrafted free agent linebacker. So they brought in three.
So you're going to be taking some pictures, GC? You sharing it all?
I doubt it. You know, last year I wrote an article about it and all, and, you know, it went over well, but all you guys now at the staff are putting out tweets, and they put it on the front page with, you know, keep updating it all the way through the day. So by the time I get back to the hotel and write out something, it's already been discussed. So,
yeah.
I don't know if I will or not.
That was kind of my feeling last year, too, is just the beat writers now are covering, you know, with Twitter, you know, one play will happen and you'll get three tweets on it from three different people that are on the field. You know,
BW's
and Jordan and, you know.
BW's putting out a post that, you know, continually updates with all those guys' tweets and everything, so.
Yeah.
And like I said, I can only see in one direction sitting all together, and one of them's watching one thing and one why they're all the tweets match because they're sharing information sitting together so they can look at different parts of the field. But I might put out something.
Well, we'll still be here. Yeah, it's up to you, you know. But either way, take some notes. We'll be anxious to hear what you have to say next Tuesday.
If I get my interview with David Tepper, I'll put that out.
All right. It's a deal. Tell him you got an idea for a new statue.
I tell him I want to be on the committee to select the new uniforms, upgrade the uniforms.
It'd be funny if you put like a big circle curtain around the statue, you know, or something, and said, well, I can't move it, but it doesn't mean I have to show it. Or put a fence around it, you know, with permanent, you can't see through it. I don't know. I've never really liked that statue from the damn time it was unveiled. I was like, what the F is that?
Yeah,
you know,
it's really gaudy.
It's just gaudy. I mean, I get what they were trying to go for, but his face just looks cartoonish.
I still say you ought to just put a big plaque on the side of the stadium and let it go at that.
Yeah. There you go. But the Panther cats just look almost demonic, I guess. They were so overdone. You know, so you got that, and then you got Sir Purr. You know, it's like either end of the spectrum. I got Demon Cat, and then I got this fuzzy little mascot over here.
Then you got Pluff Kitty.
Who was number one? Yeah, Hello Kitty, yeah. come down a little less fierce on that. I don't know.
I guess they could have had a kid's foot hanging out the panther's mouth or something. It would have been a little more gross.
Well, you know, there was a kid who got his head stuck in the mouth. Remember that? They had to, like, file down the teeth or something to get his head out.
Oh, they get an orthodontist or a welder.
Yeah. You euthanize the cat and get him let go.
Could have just grabbed his tail and he'd let it go.
Yeah, well, I got to go.
Yeah.
Y'all have fun.
All right, man.
You too. Enjoy it.
See you next week.
Right.
Well, GC, I guess we are going to wrap it up here. I've hit everything I wanted to talk about. You got anything else to wrap it up? We're down under 5 minutes anyway.
No, I'm going to go see our girlfriend, though.
Who's that?
Alex.
Oh, yeah. Is she going to be there Thursday?
Yeah, she's going to be there. I told her I'd come by and see her.
All
so
right.
I don't know how much longer she's going to be there, but it'll be good to see her, say hello. She hooked us up,
nope.
Good.
Yeah, she did. She might be able to hook you up some more.
Nah.
Who's going with you? Taking your wife, right?
What's that?
You're taking
say
your
again,
wife,
I'm
right?
Sorry. No.
You're not going by yourself, right?
I'm going by myself. That's what I said. I'll be all alone.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you and 30,000 of your best friends.
That's it.
I don't know. That'll draw probably close to 20, right?
I can't remember what I had 2 years ago after in 2016. It was some god-awful amount in the stadium. The stadium was almost full.
Yeah. Yeah.
But last year it was down a little bit. Not bad. I'm hoping it'll be down a little bit again more this year.
Yeah.
You know, they just got so many people jumping on the bandwagon after the Super Bowl year.
Yeah. Yeah, let's settle down now.
All right. But,
keep me informed. Maybe I'll text you a few times Thursday. You let me know if maybe we'll grab a phone call afterwards.
Yeah, call me and I'll talk to you. I got a couple of things going on, but I'm not going to talk about them on the radio show.
Gotcha. All right, man.
Talk to you later. Night.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.